Blog Talk Radio. Well, well, brothers and sisters, we're back again. Welcome to the show. Welcome to another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Reveal. And I'm your host, Eddie Miao of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful. Yes, so indeed very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity. Yes, the opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words. Yes, these very precious words. Most High has granted me for the blessing, even the reconciliation of his people. For the Most High has told me, yes, he's told me that I have for him some very important things for him to do. He told me because of what I must do, he said I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said I would have his protection and his guidance. I thank him for his promise. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed he's told me, that I must tell you things. How about my brothers and sisters, I must bring to your remembrance. Remind you concerning things. Men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to avert, to silence, and yes, if they could, my brothers and sisters, to destroy. Those of us who are wise understand, or should come to understand, quickly to understand, what is related in John, Yohanan 1 and 1. And the scripture says, in the beginning, or from the beginning is the word. Even the covenant, my brothers and sisters, the truth. The foundation of all things. The beginning is the word. The word is with Yah. The word. Is of Yah, my brothers and sisters, eternal. Constancy. Even the foundation upon which all things will be decided. Not only the foundation upon which all things are made, but the foundation upon which all things will be determined. As to whether or not they are true to the initial purpose, the creation of all things. My brothers and sisters, so many of us have chosen to forget something after present worldly status quo, exalting the limitations of the flesh. For there is a remembrance of brothers, of sisters. There's a remembrance that is only possible after the gift of the Holy Spirit. It is a remembrance, my brothers and sisters, the very foundation for which all things are made, the very purpose for which even man exists, the very purpose for, my brothers and sisters, for which a universe created. It's always, my brothers and sisters, been unto a healing, my brothers and sisters, even with regard to my brothers and sisters of what was, or what was a rebellion that occurred, even at the point in which matter came to be. It might sound like a shocking statement for a lot of people to consider, but think about it, my brothers and sisters. I can only tell you. Well, I just ask a question. Which came first? Was it matter or the spirit? I know that some people sit back and say, well, that's the supposition that is made, is that matter and spirit came to be at the same time. my brothers and sisters. Science in so many ways. Even admits to some form of a, if you will, they call it, some people call it a Big Bang Theory. A beginning of matter, my brothers and sisters, came as a result then of a fall from a much higher vibration. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the ancient mystics of Israel always related in some of their let's just say the most, what they call, some many call the most hidden knowledge. I've always talked about the idea that the flesh or matter came as a result of a congealing of a higher vibration. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, just like we talk about steam to water to ice, man needs to ask the question, was there ever even a need for this lesser vibration we call matter, this lesser vibration we call flesh? And if we are humble enough, we'll realize that it did not have to come to exist in order for there to be life, in order for there to be existence. I get into some very heavy topics if I were to really move into this line of reasoning to any depth. But I can only tell you this, my brothers and sisters. All that the scriptures relate to with regard to a covenant, definitively or definitely without question, has to do with man being restored to a place that the Most High calls covenant, a place that is called absolution, a place that is called peace, a place that is called righteousness. All have to do, my brothers and sisters, with remembering the foundation of all things as Most High intended it from the beginning. And it is man's forgetfulness regarding that absolute, there has been an obstacle against man's awakening indeed to what truly is salvation since the dawn of human fall. I want you to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Scripture said, in the beginning was the Word was with the eye, and the Word was, if you will, eternal. You ever stop to consider that, my brothers and sisters, what is eternal or attained to eternality has to do with a remembrance of the knowledge of what the Most High was doing, the purpose for which he made, and let's just say, brought about a restoration in the, what we now consider this physical universe. I know that sounds like an amazing way to put it for a lot of people. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there are secrets to be understood in the first verses of the Bible when it says the earth was without form and void. Is something completely out of order, my brothers and sisters? Does this sound like something the Most High made? It tells you a lot. The Hebrew words for without form and void are bohu tohu. And without question, my brothers and sisters, it does not reflect that there was any sense of order. Once there was a fall, my brothers and sisters, there wasn't any sense of order in this matter state we look at. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that man's very purpose is once there was an antipathy in the higher ethers, if you will, the result being this matter state, this lesser vibration we call a matter state, kind of like looking at things congealing from steam to water to ice. The very purpose for man's creation, my brothers and sisters, is to act as a vessel for the remembrance, even the praise of the Most High, according to the initial spiritual strength with which man was infused. It gave him the hope of life. And my brothers and sisters, without that remembrance, who is man to forget that the Most High is one who preserves those who preserve the knowledge of His will? And that sounds like a very profound statement in itself, because I can see a lot of people asking right now, well, who has been called to remember that which the Most High declared from the beginning? Who can remember, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High intended from the very beginning as an eventuality? Who remembers the promises of the Most High to discern what must be, that we also discern, my brothers and sisters, how to escape or see beyond the maladies and the depravities of this present age? Well, I can only tell you that when the scriptures talk about man having the law but not seeking it by faith, or it talks about man, and I'm talking about Romans 9:26, moving on to the 10th chapter, and it talks about man not knowing the righteousness of Yah, therefore seeking to establish his own righteousness, not submitting to the righteousness of Yah. The scripture talks about, therefore, many have called upon the name of the Most High, but not having heard from Him, have only called in vain. Scripture says all who call upon the name of the Most High should be delivered in the last days, but it's still a remnant whom the Most High has called. How about the Most High has revealed Himself? Faith then comes by hearing a word from Yah, because not all have heard the preaching of the gospel. Who then will believe this report? Those who knew all along that they must seek beyond the diversities of man, if ever men are going to be delivered and made faithful and true to the will of one. Well, Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, in the 48th chapter, talks about the people of Yah even having sworn by the name of the Most High, but not in truth nor in righteousness. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, means not true to what the Most High from the beginning declared that was never to be forgotten? I repeat, to be restored unto righteousness is to know there's a need to be restored to what the Most High declared from the beginning, and that was never to be forgotten. There's a reason why Isaiah 14 chapter said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. Messiah will come forth saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. And now the Most High has sent me with His Spirit. One scripture says, to show you the way that you should go. Well, my brothers and sisters, if men, after the varied partialities, the varied forgetfulnesses that have subdivided this world into a multitude of nations, none of which are true to that which the Most High declared from the beginning, then if men, my brothers and sisters, have been compelled after allegiances to their political, social, national, and pseudo-religious opinions. The men after such allegiances, my brothers and sisters, have been blinded not to remember. And the result, my brothers and sisters, has not been a covenant, for the lack of a covenant. It's not been salvation, my brothers and sisters, but continual damnation. The word is from the beginning. That means the salvation of man is according to that which the Most High declared from the beginning, that we might discern, my brothers and sisters, how to walk along the right path and not be so easily dissuaded or destabilized. But again, that is a memory. As a state of conscience, so only the Most High can bring. The flesh cannot possibly discern it. Holy Spirit was there from the beginning for eternity. To receive of that Spirit, my brothers and sisters, is also to receive of a form of imprinting upon the soul, discerning, even if at first only unconsciously, some concept of what is a firm foundation and what the Most High intends for mankind as an eventuality, that helps to keep the soul and the mind and the heart of a man falling after a pattern of discipline rather than going astray. There's a reason why men need the gift of the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters. Because indeed, the whole scripture says the Holy Spirit seeks to teach all things, no lie in it, bringing all things to remembrance. How is it that we forgot, so easily forgotten, that we forget salvation, we forget the hope of peace, forget the hope of agreement, forget the hope of a covenant, we forget the hope of righteousness, we forget the hope of ever being able to bring forth an offering to the Most High with which He is pleased. We forget that when we pray the Shema, that Yah is one, and we should desire, therefore, all our brethren, that we all discern as one. But the only way we accomplish this, my brothers and sisters, do we dare to say that just because a brother or a sister has passed on who was faithful, and believe me, brothers and sisters, few will realize that kind of faithfulness anywhere in the more recent generations. But dare we say that of those who were faithful, dare we say, simply because for many it's a state of out of sight, out of mind, dare we say then, my brothers and sisters, that in such a state as this, that we say that none of those who petition that we awaken as heirs of that covenant, dare we say that they have nothing to do with the covenant today, simply because men by and large, with a great degree of uncertainty, have forgotten what the Most High intended. I could tell you about some experiences, my brothers and sisters. Dreams, visions, some things, my brothers and sisters, I tell you that wide awake in the natural I've had opportunity to see. And I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, we should not seek to call ourselves complete outside of what they used to call a long time ago OPP, Old People's Prayers. Remember, there's a scripture in the book of Malachi that says, ultimately it relates before that the kingdom of Yah can come to bear. Messiah must come to restore the heart of the fathers to the children. The ancient convictions and ideals that were in the minds and hearts of the ancient Hebrew fathers must be restored among the children. The heart of the children, my brothers and sisters, must be restored to the knowledge of wisdom, convictions of the ancient Hebrew fathers. Well, if people actually believe, my brothers and sisters, that can come to bear after the flesh, I tell you absolutely not. Deuteronomy, 29th chapter. 29, about 30-15. Speaks also about saying, well, this premise that the secret things belong to the Most High, but those things which he has revealed belong to us and to our children forever. In other words, we are vowed as the people of the Most High, the people of his eternal name, to remember those things, my brothers and sisters, which the Most High declared are surely, according to Romans 15, for our learning, that we all, through the course of ages, have hope, or dare so many say, because they've forgotten or do not know what the early church knew. The early church believed. Yes, I dare say, have forgotten even what the early church believed, that what we now have in having grown all the more wearied, weak, depraved, forgetful, is now to be called a covenant. I remember years ago listening to some pastors speak, and they dared to speak as if this generation would dictate its premises and the fallen congregation after which they had allied themselves. They said, they speak as if that denomination, per se, would ultimately declare to all ages, past, present, and future, was the covenant. But brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter is the prophecies say that once man fell away, after Messiah's coming 2,000 years ago, once man fell away after the intrusion of the principalities and powers, it says that the Messiah himself will bring back this remembrance to expose the pretense. Like I said, Isaiah, when it says the Spirit of Yah is upon me to preach good tidings to the meek. Has man so quickly remembered all that is the good news, the whole of the fullness, the Holy Covenant? Isaiah 29, like I said, through 30-15, said that in the latter days, man will remember all these things, even among all the countries where Israel has been scattered. And the Most High must first bring his people to a common sense of conscience that they indeed, my brothers and sisters, become true to what was foreordained to be, if you will, their own land. The Holy Land, my brothers and sisters, for a people who through the course of ages were foreordained. Whenever there was, per se, a fall in the way, a people, my brothers and sisters, through whom there must be a remembrance of what the Most High declared of old. And finally, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures even speak in Isaiah 59, a people whom the Messiah himself will teach. The Most High will ultimately teach in the latter days by his Spirit. That the covenant the Most High has given, it says in Isaiah 59:19-21, shall not depart from their mouths, nor the mouths of their descendants henceforth forever. Isaiah 44 speaks about the one who should bring it. Most High calls him indeed a Messiah and anointed one. And in the original text, my brothers and sisters, says when he does this, he speaks to his people saying, from henceforth forget me not. But how many of my brothers and sisters have put all that together to even remember who the early church knew the Messiah to be? Many of my brothers and sisters have dared to compel the people to believe that after the diversity of depravities of this age, 45,000 denominations, 280 nations, who knows how many differences among so-called religions, that somehow this age has become the wiser? But brothers and sisters, I can only tell you that spiritually, far from it. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that men come to humble themselves to realize how much indeed unto salvation needs to be recovered. Again, the scripture said, Messiah will come saying, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. Now the Most High has sent me with his Spirit. For what purpose? said, oh, that you kept my commandments. How about the idea that he seeks to empower men to remember what they should never have forgotten? What about Acts 3:18-23? It comes for the restoration and restitution of all things. According to all the Most High spoken by the holy prophets since the world began. Meaning there must be remembrance by the Spirit. Do you ask for the Spirit to forget that you might exalt the pride of a fallen age? Doesn't exactly make sense, my brothers and sisters. Doesn't exactly make sense at all. Think about it. Shall the Most High preserve those who will not preserve his will? Or dare men say that forgetting what the Most High said should not be forgotten, or should not be forgotten? That forgetting, conscience that is from Yah, that men have remained steadfast and true to him who was one? Human, my brothers and sisters, man's forgetfulness, or choosing to conveniently forget so much of the discipline of the Most High. And we see the world today as divided and contentious that it is. Who, my brothers and sisters, willing to understand what Isaiah 41 means when it really says, in the last verse of the 41st chapter, what it really is saying, I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. The Most High looked upon the children of men and saw there was none who, if he asked a question, could give him an answer. How about declare that the solution of all things is to be for man to be restored to that which the Most High declared from the beginning as an eventuality, that all men's allegiances might be unto that one ultimate peace the Most High has never denied. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, we live in a strange world. The men have just turned around and believed that whatever they believe and call godly, somehow the Most High has to accept it. As if to say that men, because they were blind to their deceit, their deception, dare men say that in their blindness to deception they were saved? You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, what's kept people from being so, kept people from being, let's just say, much more wise? What's kept men that when they see or hear the truth, they have not been geared as importantly as should be, that they must discern what has been missing? Who, my brothers and sisters, will understand that if we are told that there are great mysteries to be found if we dig a little deeper, who is wise, my brothers and sisters, to know to keep looking? Talked last night about much of this, how much prophecy speaks of that kind of concept over and over again. What I find amazing, my brothers and sisters, is how many can read those words and never truly understand the validity of them simply because they see so many fall short of that expression. Men, my brothers and sisters, I can only tell you, who have never overcome the world have been the leaders of this world. Men who would never tell you the exceeding truths that transcend all the nations have been your leaders. And they've only worked to the continual damnation of man, not to salvation. Because whenever men, my brothers and sisters, read the word and discern not its meaning and intent, it is misrepresentation. It is half-truths. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, what it actually is a lie. Might sound like hard words. Isaiah 59:16. Isaiah 42:16. How about 58? Isaiah 8:16 out through about 16:12. All these prophecies relate, according to 2 Thessalonians, 2nd chapter, particularly 7 through 12 verses, that there's a serious need for man to transcend whatever the fallen state of man has made him comfortable. When the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, none of the fallen states of man are viable unto the Holy Kingdom. Who's willing to understand in this time? Again, Romans 15, whatever is written of old is for our learning. We through patience and faith in the scriptures might have hope. Malachi, how about the third chapter? Scripture talks about the idea about he will, I hope you hear me, my brothers and sisters, restore righteousness as of old, as in former days. Does that mean, my brothers and sisters, that men have been true to what the Most High declared as an eternal covenant? If it was so, then why is there a need to bring so much to remembrance? We've been talking of late about something I happened to see in a placard recently. He said, of all the religions of the world, teach peace. Why have they not attained peace? Many, my brothers and sisters, claim to be sent from the Most High for the blessing of the masses and awakening of the masses. But if those who claim to be sent will never teach you the truth that helps you to see beyond all the illusions of this world, and if they themselves have not overcome the world enough, with reverence enough for Yah to seek and declare that exceeding truth. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, how many ways that men such as this have done this have been obstacles, chaos and contentiousness, rather than peace in a world so desperately in need of humility? One scripture says it this way. Well, I can only tell you what I'm speaking of sounds so much like John 1:1. With the word from the beginning is the only hope. Most High will not be destabilized. He will not deny himself. Who will understand in due time, my brothers and sisters, the need? I said the need to discern what the scripture says when it means, says, they who wait for him, they'll wait for the Lord. They'll wait for him who the Most High sends. They're the ones who shall renew their strength. Many, my brothers and sisters, not knowing the righteousness of Yah, not knowing what the Most High declared from the beginning eternal, have sought to establish their own righteousness. And my brothers and sisters, they've defied the Shema that the apostle preached and taught when he said, my greatest desire for Israel is that they might be saved. How about delivered from every misconceit? How about the scripture says the deliverer will come out of Zion and he will turn ungodliness out from Israel? You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that if whole entire aeons of nations and empires have believed lies, I have not believed what was done upon the initial foundation, they are all, brothers and sisters, not only falling short of the mark, but will have to run the reproof. It comes with having to be made to have to remember so much of what is forgotten. I'm going to tell you, I'm just sitting back and thinking about some of these things. Mind running a mile a minute. I wish it were possible, truly I do, to communicate with you in the manner which many times I've been communicated with by the Father and even before his angels. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, they can relate a billion things in a matter of split seconds because it's pure thought transmission at that point. Something far transcendent, just simply what eyes see and ears hear. My brothers and sisters, something the Most High imprints in your mind, imprints in your conscience, imprints in your collective reasoning. I've said so many times, my brothers and sisters, the covenant of the Most High that he would have us awaken to is in fact a memory. But I can hear some people saying, well, a lot of folks simply have refused to recognize that the covenant is the remembrance of all things, simply because they have no power to do so after their flesh. So they speak to you as if a firm foundation, what the Most High calls a firm foundation that he says he's going to restore in the latter days, is as if it were something established in this age. No, my brothers and sisters, it's not. The Rishon Acharon, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, relates to what the Most High declared from the beginning, eternal, forever will exactly be just that, eternal. And the Most High will accept no perversitude, no pollution, no partiality, no depravity, no hypocrisy of any sort against the perfect reflection of what he from the beginning has declared eternal. Yet men have refused to acknowledge the need to remember the beginning. But to do so would be to realize the ineptitude right of all the diverse rulerships of a world entire. Because I got news for you. As we see them today, not a single religiosity, as men presently understand them, not a single nation, not a single denomination, is true to the initial foundation the Most High declared from the beginning. Therefore, that foundation must be restored. All the prophecies have said so, regardless of what your leaders have told you. All the prophecies, my brothers and sisters, says that remembrance will be struck again into the mind of the people in the return of Messiah. Because, quite frankly, there are lies that men have believed that have blinded them of even the capacity to begin to see the greater truths. And there are truths, my brothers and sisters, that without which men have not what is necessary to see all things again complete. And many of my brothers and sisters, as much as the Most High might seek to tell a lot of folks about these things, some folks will find it hard to believe till they see it for themselves. But my brothers and sisters, the Most High has promised one who will believe, who will discern. Scripture says the Most High says put his spirit. How about the spirit of remembrance upon him? And he will declare then that which from the beginning is justice to all the nations. Shall men uphold some fractionalization in spite of that opportunity? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, the word that men have forgotten that will be the determining point as to whether or not the soul of men is found humble enough to truly be formed according to divine purpose. Too many of my brothers and sisters become so prideful that if you ever, even though you would, what you might say to them is perfectly rational, they might admit it too. Many of them, my brothers and sisters, will not admit it or act upon it publicly, because to do so is to have to rebuke to the same character that the prophet Yirmiyahu had to speak when he said, "Woe is me. Even cursed be the day where I was born," he said. "For the Most High has made me a rebuker of the whole earth." That's not the place most people want to be in. Most don't even want to think about the idea, my brothers and sisters, of having to be faithful to the Most High regardless. No compromise. I was listening to somebody, or read somebody's text, actually on Facebook earlier today, talking about a coming time of Jacob's trouble. Book of Matthew, around 22:16, about 24:16, about 24:27, all through those scriptures, they relate, my brothers and sisters, about the time when Jerusalem was overthrown at the Roman hands. And it says there will come day after a time of great tribulation. Why have men sought to remove the great tribulation to the latter days? My brothers and sisters, what Gentile society wants to call, well, it wants to totally, completely ignore, in fact, have been the times of Jacob's trouble. Don't let the Gentiles fool you. Don't let those who will not reason true to the will of one fool you. Which they would have you to believe that the times of Israel's oppression, all these times of Israel's oppression and men refusing to know the truth of Yah, persecuting those who did, like they murdered millions in the first 3 centuries. Do we dare to say these were times not of our tribulation, but our joy? Do we say this is not times of trouble, my brothers and sisters? Or dare the nations just refuse to be true, to declare the realization that so much of what men have exalted in this world and called it comfort has actually been quite damning? Times of Jacob's trouble. When it says Israel should be saved out of the times of Jacob's trouble, it's talking about also, if you read closely in Jeremiah 30, this chapter, it talks about the Most High making a full end of all nations where Israel has been scattered. Does the people of Israel believe that while scattered among the nations, this has not been trouble, tribulation, has not been lies, has not been contention? Most High told me that any time man is subject to any conscience less than that of the Most High himself, it is tribulation. It is trouble. It is contention. It's debate. It's doubt. My brothers and sisters, it's definitely not faith. I pray that more come to understand the reality of this. Like I said, many refuse to acknowledge the remembrance of what is from the beginning of the covenant, because it is not something that they can do after the flesh. It demands the humility before Yah. Man's forgetfulness, my brothers and sisters, of what the Most High declared from the beginning has been his division, has been his damnation. Like I said, Isaiah 41 talks about Messiah coming, saying that whoever cannot declare what is Most High declared from the beginning, that they discern what is present and discern what must be the end of these things and what must bring the peace, calls them abominations, meaning that the Most High would have brought to remembrance to souls humble enough to realize that this ancient testimony that we all as a people through the course of ages be one must be remembered. Well, like I said, many have chosen not to even give that consideration. Most of you never even hear that even being taught as a faith when you start reading through all the texts of the Bible. Over and over again, it keeps on talking about remembering something. How many of my brothers and sisters have begun to consider then what all has been forgotten? If Messiah must bring the remembrance of all things, the Holy Spirit must bring the remembrance of all things, then it must be important that we retain that collective conscience. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. That word for keep means guard, retain, defend. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even remember. Or dare men say that we remember for a minute and forget is the preservation of a covenant. I think, my brothers and sisters, that's the fact I know, that we're going to have to learn, that we're going to have to petition the Most High for a far greater dimension of discretion than what is common. Do we dare to say we've become the inheritors of an ancient promise? By forgetting it? Do we become the inheritors of a... I mean, my brother says, just consider, we've become the inheritors of an ancient promise only through the remembrance of it. And certainly the remembrance of the what should be our camaraderie, our conformity, our common mutual love with all those who knew these promises of old. And if not, my brothers and sisters, is that not a breaking of the covenant? In other words, think about it. If the faithful of old look to a fruition of an expectation that has not yet come to pass, and that same expectation is not ours today, has the covenant been remembered or has it been broken? Has it been remembered, my brothers and sisters, or has it been forgotten? Messiah said, if you love me, keep, remember his commandments. You ever stop to consider it is because men have been taught something else that they have forgotten? It's not even the remembrance of him at all. Who's going to understand it? If since Yah preserves them who preserve his will, then my brothers and sisters, we have to understand the need to ask the Most High to imprint a remembrance in our hearts of that which he declared is eternal. And the scripture says, Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, who believes in him might not perish. And he talks about that a bit there, about them not perishing, but through his name attaining eternal life. You ever stop to consider, my brothers and sisters, that eternal life is a remembrance of that which the Most High declared from the beginning, eternal, the remembrance of an eternal truth? Even the foundational truth that a man is true to it casts out all misconception. One scripture says, if the gospel be hid, isn't it lost? Well, brothers and sisters, the world is misguided because men have not remembered the righteous and the Most High declared from the beginning. Like I said so many times, what they call a new covenant is actually the remembrance of that which the Most High declared of old. That's what the words actually mean. The word new there, as I keep saying over and over again, the word new, actually the word that relates to remembrance. How else, my brothers and sisters? Be true to him whose word from the beginning was declared as a promise not to return the unborn. I've said it before, I'll say it again. The reason why our people are today divided is because men are trusting in a multitude of rulerships and leaderships that never once overcame the world. And even if they found the truth, many of them are too treacherous, depending upon the foundations of ignorance that are already predisposed in the minds. Hey, even if they did find the truth, they were not speaking. All the prophets said that in advance. We need to ask ourselves a question. Are the rulers working that we remember all these things? Or in so many ways have they worked that we forget? Israel was created to remember. Israel was told, even before coming to the land under Moshe, the covenant is remembrance. Always was, always has been. How have we then not understood? Scriptures in Isaiah 40:27-41:4, saying that Messiah comes with the express purpose to bring to remembrance the truth of our brothers and sisters, that weary souls. How about after the persecutions of nations have forgotten? How do you prepare, my brother and sister, one who brings to remembrance of all things as a judge? Do you go after the flesh or whatever seems wise to man? As men have a tendency to interpret things and say that is sufficient? Or do you realize the need to bow before him, who is the only being in the universe that has real power to bring forth that firmity of mind? I can only tell my brothers and sisters, the gift of the covenant, the gift of the life, is only after the one Spirit. And when Messiah said, the Spirit of truth, the world will not receive. Those who have no recollection of a foundation, who seek to preserve systems established upon deviation. That Spirit they refuse to receive, even refuse to realize the need to ask for. I can't tell you about how many times I've talked about on this show, especially like, we do it all the time, but especially like the Feast of Tabernacles. Good time, sitting in the midst of a super. Surrounding yourself with articles that are like a remembrance of that which the Most High declared for his people of old while in the wilderness. asking the Most High to help you to re-feel, re-see with the thoughts of the people of old. I've called it oftentimes a Sankofa. I would say yes, my brothers and sisters, there's a need to re-feel the hearts of those who were before us, who knew the eventuality that the scripture says this generation will forget. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, until men remember who the early church knew Messiah to be, who Messiah said that he is, and all the prophecies concerning him, and just remember these things, which automatically put all the nations of this earth to shame. Till men are willing, my brothers and sisters, to be true to that testimony and that witness. My brothers and sisters, everything men have claimed to call wise has been only fakery. All the a lie and illusion, because it leaves men established upon half-truths to draw half-baked conclusions, which if men do not discern to seek beyond, they're all still yet counted in bondage. Who will understand it in this time? You might actually hear it a little bit in my voice. I'm actually a little bit on the must admit a little bit on the sleepy side myself. Can't tell you how much I've been contemplating this idea about a need to remember, knowing that that caliber of remembrance, what the Most High declared as a covenant, can only come by the Spirit of Yah. And it's not after the Spirit of Yahweh, brothers and sisters, that we have all these divisions, because they are the result of forgetfulness. Messiah said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. The world that has forgotten what the Most High declared from the beginning. And sought to compromise and say that what men have retained with their differences of opinion is still yet wisdom, still yet salvation. Brother says that is a pride that blocks the mind. One scripture says that the reverence of Yah is the beginning of wisdom. Well, the reverence of Yah, knowing that the remembrance of what is the covenant indeed comes only by the power of Yah, that reverence, my brothers and sisters, I said that reverence is indeed the beginning of wisdom. All else is provocation. All else, in fact, my brothers and sisters, is an idolatrous paganism. Who's going to understand it in this time? Who will understand it in this time? Because the time plea for that remembrance, my brothers and sisters, is now. Peace. Since the fall, my brothers and sisters, have we seen it? Since the fall of mankind, have we seen a retention of what indeed is righteousness? I can only tell you that it's amazing that every time the Most High sent a prophet, and as many times as he's already, I hope you understand what I'm saying, already sent Messiah. Believe it or not, this time around is the third time. The man retained, my brothers and sisters, very long what he brought 2,600 years ago. Has it been retained very long what he brought 2,000 years ago? That men might remember what he said when he said, I am the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. The one that was prophesied in Isaiah's time to bring Israel out of Babylon is also the one prophesied to bring Israel out of Babylon in the latter years. That brought Israel out of Babylon, same one who brought Israel out of Babylon 2,600 years ago. The same one prophesied to bring Israel out of Babylon in these latter days. To transcend all the confusion of the nations. Stop and consider what Babylon is. It is the pride and confusion of all the nations, that men might discern the will of one who was and is eternal, that unto him every knee should bow and every tongue should swear. Because what does the scripture say eventually? Man will have to understand that the earth belongs to Yah, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein, and him whom the Most High sends come for the very purpose that all might recognize from the rising sun to the west there's only one. Think about it. If forgetfulness has divided this world in irreverence against Yah, how shall forgetfulness be the healer? A mystical thing must have happened, must occur. Isaiah 29 talks about it in this wise. He said he would deliver his people by a wonderful and a marvelous manner. And all those words, my brothers and sisters, relate to the idea about something he has to do to reattune the minds to understand the meaning of his words. It's quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the scripture of the Holy Spirit brings all things to remembrance that he has spoken. It means the Holy Spirit works to keep intact in the mind, not just the words, but the reason why they were said. And it's because man is not functioning after the spirit of that remembrance that we see all the contentions we see in the world. Who's willing to understand, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High has foreordained unto peace, has foreordained unto remembrance? I tell you now, what he did declare, 99.9999% of humanity has not considered in these latter days. It might sound shocking, but the Most High told me the words that I'm giving to you now are precious and only for the most humble soul. There's a need to examine some of the very powerful secrets that you will find on my website called hiddengospel.com. Articles like Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation, articles like The Secret City Prophecies, articles like Remember the Promise, articles like Great Tribulation, 70-365 AD. Only when we choose to see all things the Most High has prophesied and the things that have occurred with regard to our people, and choose to put it all together and see what it all implies, will we be, let's just say, fortified, not so quickly to fall to deceivers and missing the point. Who are brothers and sisters? Who is it? Will we found worthy to receive the gospel, which is not after the thrones nor the pulpits of this age? For the gospel itself, my brothers and sisters, the word the Most High declared from the beginning. But if only men had remembered, all the differences we see in the world today would never have existed. Who's willing to understand in this time? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for the gifts he gives for those who he has called to his purpose and who recognize the preciousness of that purpose. I thank the Most High for every year that he brings me in. And I can only say, my brothers and sisters, I thank you all for listening. And petition the Most High that we come to comprehend that it is unto his might, to his praise and his honor always, that we must seek indeed what is acceptable unto him as his praise. Because quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, not to seek that full remembrance is to worship after the ways of the devil. It is to exalt immaturity. Think about the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, that Isaiah, well, how about Psalm 118? Fifth place. What the scriptures talk about when it says, the stone which the builders rejected. How about the truth which the world has refused and forgotten will become the chief stone in the corner? Recognizes the foundation upon which all that is the church was established. It means that this polytheist Western world has done a serious, and some people might say, mojo on the minds. But many have believed they have had the faith and have never known that they have lacked this very foundation. Not everybody's willing to understand that. But I can only tell you, please check out those articles on my website. It can be a great blessing to the souls that are willing to hear. I can only say now, brothers and sisters, to his might, to his honor, to his praise always, let us constantly petition the Most High for the wisdom that exceeds ourselves, that we might be considered truly to be confirmed as worthy to be called participant in the Holy Covenant. That to his might, to his honor, and his praise always, one day, my brothers and sisters, we say shalom to one another. It be genuinely unto the peace that for so long we have not known. And that when we say hallelujah, again, my brothers and sisters, unto a full remembrance of all that truth that for a long time the world has not known. So I say again, my brothers and sisters, to his might, honor, and praise always. Thanking you all for listening and thanking the Most High for every year that he brings near. Hallelujah!
You've got the words to change a nation, but you're biting your tongue. You spent a lifetime stuck in silence, afraid you'll say something wrong. If no one ever hears it, how we gonna learn your song? So come on, come on, come on. Come on.
Yah has forsworn in Isaiah 59:19-21. His covenant through one who declared his righteousness from the rising sun to the west and to the west to the rising of the sun, saying that his covenant shall not depart from your mouth, nor the mouth of your descendants, henceforth even forever. In the Aramaic, in Isaiah 44:21, it speaks of one also the Most High calls Messiah. And Isaiah 44:21 speaks as precursor, preparing your awakening and understanding of who he is. He says, remember these things, O Jacob and Israel, you are my servant, I form you. Be my servant from henceforth, forget me not. Who is it, my brothers and sisters, the Most High sends as his deliverer, that the covenant henceforth be remembered forever? Discerning this, you will understand who Messiah said he is when he said he's a written offspring of David and a bright morning star.